From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, September 11th. The city of Chico is continuing its attempts to exit the agreement that restricts how often it can forcibly remove homeless encampments. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports the city is pursuing what's called Rule 60 relief.
It's a legal procedure that allows a previous court ruling to be nullified if it was made in error or if the law around the case has changed. The city tried to file for Rule 60 last year and was denied. Now it's trying again. The city claims the settlement agreement should only apply to the group of unhoused plaintiffs who brought the lawsuit, not all homeless people. Chico also claims the settlement blocks from meeting state laws that require cities to manage public safety. Legal Services of Northern California is the law firm representing the plaintiffs. It recently filed an opposition to the city's request. The city then filed its own response to the reply filed by the law firm. Both the City of Chico and Legal Services of Northern California denied requests for comment. The city's motion and the ensuing responses will be heard in a U.S. District Court on October 6th. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, the man who attacked a local Chico reporter has been arraigned on hate crime charges. 23-year-old Keanu Sen Seichow appeared in Butte County Superior Court this week and was arraigned on one felony count of damaging property based on another person's race. Action News Now's Nathan Espindula was covering a story outside the Elks Lodge live on air when, according to the district attorney's office, he was approached by a man later identified as Seichow. He made racial slurs towards Espindula, who got into his car and began filming on his phone. Seichow knocked the reporter's camera equipment over and caused about $2,500 in damage. He left and was later located by police and arrested. Seichow is due back in court this morning for further arraignment. And a new study will look at how fire exposure among firefighters may increase cancer risk. UCLA and UC Davis will work with Cal Fire to analyze how exposures to fire on the ground may drive changes in the body that contribute to cancer risk. The study will spend 2 years working with 3,500 firefighters from across the state. It'll also look at the specific connection between exposures and biological changes in firefighters who responded to the Eaton and Palisades fires in Los Angeles, compared to those who did not. The $9.7 million study is funded by Cal Fire and the UC Office of the President. Also, Democratic lawmakers in Sacramento unveiled a package of bills aimed at reducing energy costs for Californians. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more from the Capitol.
One bill would ease restrictions on drilling to increase in-state oil production. Others aim to reauthorize the state's signature cap-and-trade program, create regional electricity grids for western states, and add billions to the state's wildfire fund for victims. Democrats have touted the bills as landmark measures to make California more affordable. But some advocates don't see it that way. They argue potential savings will take too long to reach consumers. They were made public late in the process during the final days of the legislative session. That doesn't leave any time for advocates to weigh in or offer amendments. Lawmakers are expected to vote on the bills this Saturday after they've been available to the public for 72 hours, as is required by law. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
Additionally, a structural assessment of the burned remains of Bidwell Mansion was completed this week. According to Action News Now, the full report will be released in a month. The assessment comes 9 months after the mansion was set ablaze by an arsonist. It looked at the conditions of the remaining brick and mortar, as well as which building codes would apply during rebuilding. The outlet reports only the outside of the building was assessed due to safety concerns. California State Parks has launched a website where the community can submit feedback on their ideas for the future of the mansion and the park around it. And finally, California's soup kitchens, homeless shelters, and preschools can continue to serve those without legal status, at least temporarily, according to a decision this week by a U.S. District Court judge. CalMatters' Adam Eckelman has been following the story since July. That's when the federal government directed California to deny many immigrants access to federally funded public services.
Earlier this summer, the Trump administration and four different federal agencies put forward policies restricting access to public benefits for immigrants all across the U.S., including undocumented immigrants, but also including immigrants who have legal status, such as folks with student visas or people seeking asylum. This is a preliminary injunction. So what the judge is saying is that all of these new restrictions will not happen, at least temporarily. The judge is saying that the new policies are going to be on hold until a full hearing can happen. And hearings can take months, sometimes years, to resolve.
That was CalMatters' Adam Eckelman. And those were your headlines for Thursday, September 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.